Chapter 11. Greyfriars Bobby. Comprehension. Read this story. Dogs are so well known for being loving and loyal pets that they are often called man's best friend. One dog that especially deserved that title lived 150 years ago, and he was called Greyfriars Bobby. Bobby belonged to a small breed of dog called Skye Terriers, and he lived in Edinburgh, Scotland, during the 1850s. He had no owner and was a stray until one day a policeman called John Grey felt sorry for him and began to look after him. John and Bobby became good friends, and before long they were rarely apart. The people of Edinburgh knew that if they saw John Grey, little Bobby would be nearby. In 1858, John Grey died, and Bobby was alone again. The little dog was lost without his owner, so he just sat down on John's grave in Greyfriars churchyard, as if waiting for him to return. He stayed there for several days, until a local restaurant owner took pity on him and gave him some food. Bobby took the food, but would only eat it beside John's grave, nowhere else. And that is how things continued for many years. Local people fed Bobby and made sure that he was healthy, but he always stayed beside the graveside of his dead master. He simply sat waiting every day, just in case John came back. A few years later, in 1867, a new law was passed saying that any stray dog found in Edinburgh was to be killed. It seemed that Bobby's life was in danger. However, by this time, the story of Bobby was famous in the city. Everyone loved the loyal little dog, so the Lord Provost, the most important man in the city, officially announced that Bobby would not be affected by the law. He would be allowed to stay in the churchyard beside John Grey's grave and be looked after by the local people. And that is what happened until 1872, when Bobby died. The people of Edinburgh had a statue of Bobby made and erected just outside the church where he had spent so many years waiting beside his master's grave. That statue is still standing today, so that even now, a century and a half later, people still remember the story of the loyal little dog, Greyfriars Bobby.